Hear again the word of the Lord. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. Christmas greetings, dear family of faith. Merry Christmas. Christmas greetings as well to our visitors this evening. The text is our gospel lesson, especially verses 10 to 15, 14. A messenger of God speaks to you this day. Today in the city of David is born for all peoples a Savior, Christ the Lord, the eternal Son of God the Father, anointed and set apart to save us lowly men who dwell in darkness. Marvel now, O heaven and earth, that the Lord chose such a birth. For this child, born from the womb of Mary, is none other than God incarnate. Did you hear the angel call him Lord? That is the divine name given to this suckling infant. Earlier in Luke's gospel, we heard it on Sunday, Elizabeth glorified God when Mary greeted her, saying, And why is this granted to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? Elizabeth calls Lord that child conceived only days earlier in the womb of Mary. Glory to be to God on high. For God the Son looked upon us who sat in darkness and in the shadow of death. And he pitied us. And he who sits above all thrones, he who is the King above all kings, Lord of lords, very God of very God, he became man. He came down from on high so that he could not only be Lord God of Sabaoth, the head of the angel armies, but that he could be your Lord, your Savior. For Jesus to be your Lord, he needed to purchase you with his own blood. It was for that purpose that the eternal Son of the Father was begotten and born in time by the Virgin Mary. Let us pray. O Lord God, Jesus Christ, glory be to you for all eternity, for you have become man that we might be received into your kingdom, which has no end. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We have heard Isaiah prophesy, The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwell in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. Isaiah, when he speaks of darkness, he is talking about the fall into sin, the darkness of our minds. That as a result of Adam and Eve's sin and rebellion against God, all of us are born lost and condemned sinners. We were cast out of God's presence, taken away from his glory, given over into the domain of darkness, death, and sin. Lost and condemned sinners, Adam and Eve and their children after them, wandered across the earth. Among them were numbered murderers and adulterers, idolaters. It was pretty bad. Evil multiplied over the face of the whole earth, and the inherited sin of Adam spilled out and covered the entire world. But this is the night, dear Christians, when the promise was to be fulfilled. The woman's offspring sprung forth. For at the same time that God cast Adam and Eve out from his presence, he promised to redeem them. He promised to rescue them out of the kingdom of Satan, that ancient dragon that deceived Eve, our mother. The child born of a woman was to be God himself. This is the night, dear Christians, when the Ancient of Days is born, as David says in Psalm 2, prophesying, The Lord said to me, You are my son, Today I have begotten you. God promised in Psalm 2 to beget, to father, a son. And this infant Jesus is not just a human child. This is not like the ancient Greeks. This isn't Aeneas or Zagreus. This isn't Percy Jackson. This is not a mere son, the result of a tryst between a god and a human. But this is very God of very God. The child in Mary's womb and in the cradle that day was the divine son from eternity. He is born of the Virgin Mary within time. This child is not a demigod, but the Son of God, eternally begotten, who was, who is, and who is to come. This is the night, dear Christians, when human eyes first caught sight of him who dwells in the unapproachable light. The divine holiness and glory of God, which would smite mortal men, which leveled Sodom and Gomorrah, which cast down Dagon and all the old gods of man's creation. This is the one who has dwelt among us, who became a man. Behold, him who in whose presence all spiritual beings, angels and demons alike, tremble. And that's, of course, why the angel begins his message to the shepherds the way he does. He says, "Fear not." The angels must always speak these words because as messengers of God, they bring with them the lightning from Sinai's height. They bring the smoke of Gomorrah, the fire of God's nostrils. In other words, they terrify us with God's wrath. God's glory terrifies sinful men. Since the fall, the light has terrified those who dwell in darkness, those who are sinful. That's all of us. Apart from God's redeeming work, God's holiness and righteousness only brings fear and terror because we think of the judgment that is to come. And those who dwell in God's presence, especially and chiefly the angels, but also the holy prophets, when they go forth from God's presence, they bring with them a taste of that glory of God. As Moses did when he came down from Mount Sinai to preach the divine law to Israel. Moses' face, you may recall, needed to be veiled, for the glory that shone forth from his face terrified Israel. If a man who dwelt in God's presence was that terrible of a sight, imagine an angel that dwelt in God's presence from the beginning of creation. An immortal spiritual being whom God created to be his agent and messenger in creation, full of wings and covered in eyes and coated in fire. Imagine that standing right here, dear Christians. It would be terrifying, would it not? And so he says, "Fear not." And he continues, "For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy." This angel does not come to deliver the lightning bolt of God's divine wrath against sin. Not today. He does not come with a sword to cut you down. But instead, he bears a word for the lowly to rejoice in. He says these good tidings shall be for all people. By these words, the messenger of God gives comfort to the shepherds, to those who read Luke's gospel, and to you, dear Christian. For the good tidings are not exclusively for Jerusalem or for the Jews. They are not for the rich and powerful. It is not news to only be celebrated in Salem or Portland or D.C. In other words, it's not just for certain racial categories, for Greeks or Germans or Latinos. It isn't just for city slickers or farmers, for the rich or poor, for men or for women. This is good news for all people. Christ's birth is for everyone. That's why the first to hear it are the shepherds. That's why it is to them that the angels proclaim this birth. Because they are the lowest of the low. They are those who stink, who are covered in dirt, who are out in the fields, day in and day out, all the time. Yet it is from their number, from the shepherds of Bethlehem, that the king of Israel, David, from of old, had come. David was that shepherd boy that had been chosen from among those dirty and despised people. And now, the announcement of the birth of David's greater son comes to the shepherds, to people who are lowly. And this birth announcement also comes to you. Regardless of your lineage, whether you're white collar or blue collar, regardless of your class, how much money you have in the bank account, or any other category that is used to distinguish and divide you. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. The angel's message announces this is the night when your salvation comes. This is the night when Emmanuel, God with us, is finally seen with the eyes. The embryo in Mary's womb, the infant in that manger, the child in the temple. He is God who has come to his people to ransom them from Satan's reign, to pay for their sins. This is the night when the wisdom of God has not only been personified, but personed. The great sages and scholars of this world, the Magi, they come 12 short days later to lay down their instruments and tomes in subjection to this babe in Mary's arms. The branch of Jesse's tree that was cut down in the final days of Judah's kings now buds once more. And the stump of Jesse, David's father, from that line comes Jesus, born not from Solomon's line, but from David, from Nathan, another of David's sons' line. The bearer of the key of David is born this night. The one who opens and no one closes. The one who closes and no one shuts. It is this Jesus, this child, that possesses the keys to death and Hades, and the one who offers freely the forgiveness of sins in his church. Behold, dear Christians, the one of whom the angels and we cannot help but sing, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. This child is God Most High, and he has come to lowly people in a lowly place, in a lowly form. We heard it at the beginning of the reading, didn't we? There are great kings and rulers, Caesar, Herod, Quirinius, and they pay this child no mind, even though he is the King of Kings. Jesus goes to this quiet little corner of the Roman Empire, to a humble city, the hometown of a long dead king, and he is born of a lowly maiden. And so too Jesus comes to us. Here, located in this quiet corner of the United States, in a very rural and out-of-the-way place on the West Coast, south of Rogue River proper, we don't have a great cathedral like the church on the other side of Rogue River does. We don't have wealthy kings in attendance, as far as I'm aware. But Christ comes to us. And he does this in lowly forms, in an unimpressive and pastor that stumbles over his words, a few simple words that he has given to us, a couple drops of water, a piece of bread, and a cup of wine. Yet it is by these things, word, water, supper, administered by Christ's servant to Christ's people, that the kingdom of God comes to you. The darkness is no more. The light shines. This Christmas Eve, dear Christians, I remind you that Christ does this every time we gather for the divine service. For wherever and whenever Christ's word is preached and his sacraments administered according to his institution, there is Christ, the Lord, your Lord, who has purchased and redeemed you by his sacred blood. From the manger, newborn light shines in glory through the night. Darkness there no more resides. In this light, faith now abides. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen.